Okay. Okay. First of all, I guess we didn't get the second part of the question, but I'm glad you called back. Mm-hmm. So everybody already knew last time that we said it is not permissible for a person to marry with the intention of achieving a worldly gain, not for the sole purpose of getting married, to establish a family and to have children and to protect himself and his modesty or chastity. If somebody is simply marrying in order to benefit from a woman's residency or citizenship of another country in order to get the paperwork or a green card or a citizenship, that is not permissible. This is not the marriage which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed and considered as one of his signs, as one of his bounties on human beings. So, if a woman did not know about it, then she's not a sinner, and the sin would be only cast on the person who was pre-planning this marriage. And we have seen many cases where the person, once he achieves his residency, or now his citizenship, same day he divorces his wife, because all what he wanted is the paperwork. Such person is a traitor, and is a khain, and this is a displaced act in Islam, big time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believers to be trustworthy and to be honest. So Islam disowns such person. What if the person did not know that was prohibited? That's number one. Second, what if the person was misinformed? Because there are a lot of people who will tell you whatever pleases your heart. You ask about anything, you say, it is okay if, you know, if that will make you happy. In this person, then there is a doubt, which we call it shubuha. وَالْحُدُودُ تُدْرَأُ بِالشُّبُهَاتِ. Once there is a doubt and the person was not sure, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon him and forgive him his sins. The second part of the question, what about that he is in, he's divorced his wife, whom he married in this foreign country in order to get the residency, and the divorce case is pending, because divorce in those countries is not as simple as you're divorced, then you're divorced. There is a case that has to be filed in a court, and it will be pending for some time. Whether he divorced her or not, whether the case is pending or is over, it is permissible for a Muslim to marry. فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah Almighty said, so marry as you wish of women 2, 3, and up to 4. And I hope that nobody will cut this and paste it somewhere and just take things out of context. I'm saying Islam is the religion which limited the number of plural marriage. Because before this ayah, before this verse was revealed in Surah An-Nisa, a plural marriage was unlimited. And once this ayah was revealed, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to some of their, his companions, such as Ghilan, who was married to 10 women. At the same time, he said, أَمْسِكْ أَرْبَعًا وَسَرِّحِ الْبَاقِ. You may only keep 4. The maximum number is 4 wives at a time. And divorce the rest. And that was known in Christianity, in Judaism, and Prophet Solomon was married to more than 100 wives. Everybody knows all of that. So, back to the main subject. So if he's divorcing a wife whom he married legally and the case is pending, or if he's still married to her and he wants to marry in Islam, it is permissible. Will this sin affect his second marriage? If I'm going to give my daughter to somebody, I'm going to check on his religious commitment. I don't really care if he is the president of the United States of America. I would only care about if he's a religiously committed person. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَأَمَانَتَهُ فَزَوُجُوا. So if he presents the Nobel Prize, and he said that he is a winner of the prize in physics, in chemistry, but he's an alcoholic, he's shaved clean, he doesn't pray, he doesn't know how to read the page of the Quran, I'm sorry, he knocked on the wrong door, he came to the wrong address. My daughter is not for a person like you. I'm looking for my hereafter. I want to invest in heaven by giving my daughter to somebody whom, a trustworthy person, an honest person, is going to lead her by the leave of Allah to heaven, not to any house, not to any country which will give her a citizenship or whatever. What I care about is that they receive salvation on the day of judgment. That's all stemming from a verse of Surah Al-Imran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. One who will be moved slightly away from hell and makes it safely to heaven, he is the truly successful one. So if one is as rich as Bill Gates, but he is not a practicing Muslim, I'm sorry. Not for my daughter, not for my sister, and so on. Wallahu a'lam. But if this person was so, then he repented, and he became a righteous person, and now he's known halal from haram, and he regretted. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the repentance from a sincere, repentant person. So why not me? If this is the case, فَمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the repentance. Wallahu a'lam.